As Illinois considers the thorny public policy issues surrounding autonomous vehicles, State Farm doesn't just want a seat at the table, it actually owns the table. State Farm hosted the recent Framing the Future of Mobility in Illinois kickoff event in Bloomington. It's organized by the State Departments of Transportation and Commerce and Economic Opportunity and the Illinois Autonomous Vehicles Association. Stakeholders will meet three more times in hopes of producing some white papers that will guide policymakers in Illinois and self-driving cars and related technology. State Farm lawyer Ryan Gamelgard is one of State Farm's top voices on autonomous driving. Gamelgard says they're focused on three areas: movement of people, goods, and agriculture.
We are the number one auto insurer in the country, and so we have over 40 million auto policies. And so as transportation changes, as mobility changes, that's likely to impact our policyholders. It's likely to create different opportunities for us, have different impacts on how we cover people. But I also think that from an overall perspective, all of this innovation, all of these advancements nicely align with our history as an innovation company. I mean, if you go back to our founding here in Bloomington almost 100 years ago, it was really an innovative idea that created State Farm, right? It's the idea that, hey, we're going to actually create some insurance products that allow people who were paying too much for insurance to actually get charged an appropriate rate. And as simple and straightforward as that may sound, that was a pretty radical concept at the time. And now look, you know, we're the number one insurance company in the country and one of the largest companies in the country. And so we've tried to continue that goal of advancing innovation, and certainly in the automotive, kind of technology and safety space, we've been big proponents of a lot of innovation-related issues. And so, you know, there is a direct impact to our business and to our policyholders, but helping make sure that we frame the future of mobility in Illinois to reflect some of the innovation principles that we have, that's something that's very important for us. And so when we had the opportunity to help kick off this working group and this workshop, we felt that it was a nice privilege to have. It was a really good position to be in because it aligns with some of our values and principles, but at the same time, we're also able to bring and host all these different groups here in Bloomington. So it was a pretty exciting concept.
So to get into the weeds a little bit, I think the whole question of liability gets really interesting, gets really muddy when you start thinking about autonomous vehicles, because, you know, right now for a lot of people, you know, you have insurance for your personal vehicle, for yourself. It's done individually. And with autonomous vehicles, does State Farm expect liability to sort of migrate from individual people to more to the manufacturers, the licensors, those who have the license for the software itself, the creators of that technology?
Yeah, and you know, this is one thing that we've been very focused on, obviously, from an insurance company perspective. It's, what is the insurance policy of the future look like as more and more responsibility goes to the vehicle or the operating system? I think on one hand, it's good that I think it's important to realize, and certainly something that we've realized, is, you know, all the projections that automated vehicles are going to take over the roads in the next 5 or 10 years are probably way too optimistic, and there's a lot of time to really evolve and get this thing right. And then also continue to do research, and we invest heavily in human factors-related research, which is basically examining the role in the interplay between the human and the vehicle itself. And so as the vehicle takes more and more control over things, we're showing more and more research showing that people are disengaging from the driving task, right? And so if you don't have to worry about driving, you're more likely to be texting, you know, looking at videos on your phone, and things like that. And so, yeah, I think as you kind of project into the future, if you have a level 5 vehicle, which would be defined as the vehicle can drive itself anywhere at any time, there are going to be questions about who is actually in control, who owns that vehicle, and if it's a manufacturer that owns that or if it's a company that owns that vehicle and is responsible for programming it, then I think it becomes probably more of a product liability consideration at play. And that would change the way that some of our insurance policies work. But in the near term, the bigger question is, when you have more and more vehicles that kind of fall between level 0 and level 5, who's in control of the vehicle, who ultimately has responsibility, and then how do you tailor an insurance policy to address those different roles. That's currently the evolution that the insurance industry is kind of in the middle of right now, looking at how do you start to develop insurance products that address all different aspects of those risks. But it's still a work in progress. There's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of research to be done. And that's kind of where not just State Farm, but I would suggest the entire insurance industry is at right now.
So how does the data sharing side of all that look? Because, you know, if you're a software company and you have some piece of the autonomous vehicle picture in your hands, and say you have some code that contributes to a crash, the software company may also have the ability to conceal that code or to hide what happened in some way potentially. It seems like it would be very, very impossible to determine who's at fault in a situation like that when data sharing is not like free flowing and everybody has access
right.
to it.
Yeah, and so this is the really, this is our huge challenge going forward. If you look at cars that are on the road today, they have event data recorders, or most of them have event data recorders on them that capture certain crash-related information. And they're one of the tools that, law enforcement, insurance companies use to determine, hey, what happened when there's a crash? But now when you're getting into issues that involve decisions that are made by the vehicle itself, I think you bring up some great points. And there's a lot of work that's being done from a lot of different groups as to how do you kind of start to piece apart or peel away some of those different layers? How do you address the issue between, kind of respecting a company's proprietary rights in building out certain code or certain operating systems, but then recognizing that there is a public interest in being able to determine what happened when there is an automobile crash? And law enforcement, the courts, insurance companies, other people need to know about what actually happened, especially if you have a situation where there can literally be no eyewitnesses. If a vehicle is driving itself and there's a crash, you need to have a mechanism in place that's going to help determine that liability and who is responsible for what. And so there's a lot of work that's going on in that space. I wish I could tell you that there is an answer to that question right now, because it's very controversial. And a lot of folks on the tech company side and on the manufacturer side really don't feel that they're in a position yet to really share some of that information. And at the same time, you have other folks on the law enforcement side, on the insurance industry side, for example, that are really calling for some type of mechanism so that information can be readily accessible. I'm optimistic that we'll get there at some point, but I think it probably is going to take some type of legislation or regulatory action to do that. And there's some different proposals floating around, but it really remains to be seen what that looks like in the future.
If it indeed ends up being legislation that kind of provides the answer on that, I mean, as you well know, the insurance industry is regulated in a really interesting way. There are federal laws that govern some of what you do, but there are also like it's like a patchwork of state laws and state regulators that also impact State Farm. So what are some of the biggest challenges when it comes to like consistency for the policies that govern autonomous vehicles?
Yeah, so I think you hit the nail on the head with the major challenge for the insurance industry is we are regulated state by state. And so somewhat unusual in that regard. So if you think about the auto industry, operational and safety issues are typically regulated at the federal level. And so a lot of the work that's going on in relation to automated vehicles, for example, is occurring at the federal level with federal legislation and regulation. But then you have the challenge of, if you're an insurance company, how do you kind of develop and adapt your insurance policies to align with this new technology? And some of that just becomes education, right? It's working with our respective State Department of Insurance groups to let them know, okay, here are some of the changes on the horizon, helping educate them as to what mobility and transportation looks like in the future. And then also, being willing to kind of have tough conversations about, hey, for the insurance industry, this is a challenge, but it's also an opportunity. And let's make sure that everybody is kind of as equipped as possible to make decisions on what a future insurance policy looks like. But yeah, for sure, it's something that is a challenge, and it's something that, that we have to work on and educate our people we work with at the state level to not just make them aware of what's going on with automated vehicles, but really all things mobility and transportation, and then hopefully create a glide path so that we can continue to develop insurance products that cover people every step of their journey.
Another important kind of public challenge is to gain the public's trust when it comes to autonomous vehicles. A white paper that State Farm funded, I think, for the Governor's Highway Safety Association, kind of put it in an interesting way. It says that you got to win the public trust on AVs so that their quote, life-saving potential is not delayed. So I guess, how do you think it's going so far?
Yeah, I do think that there still is a trust issue. In the last year especially, you've seen a lot of the auto manufacturers and tech companies really start to focus on how do you validate the safety and effectiveness of higher levels of automated vehicles. And that's been in recognition of there's been some situations in some where people have passed away, you know, and there's been some pretty tragic situations. And, you know, manufacturers and tech companies know that in order to continue to advance this technology, you got to get people who are willing to actually get in one of these vehicles. And so there's been a lot of focus, in my observation, more focused in the past year than ever before, on things like how do you prove out that this technology works? How do you create a framework to assess some of the safety features that are built into these vehicles? There's been some work at M-City, that's at the University of Michigan that State Farm does work with, where they've built out some testing validation programs so that as some of these vehicles are actually developed, there's some mechanism or there's some framework where manufacturers and tech companies can look and say, okay, do we know or do we feel or do we have something to show that these components actually work the way that we think they're going to? But I would suggest that there is more work to be done on that front, and it I think is a worthy endeavor to continue to look at how do you better validate and test and show the effectiveness of some of these technologies. I think until that really gets kind of addressed a little bit better, I think you're probably going to have continued levels of mistrust on the public level.
Do you remember that part of the white paper that you guys funded for the Governor's Highway Safety Association? There's one nugget in there I thought was really interesting. It said that one potential strategy for dealing with this public trust issue would be for movies, TV, and other media to incorporate implicit autonomous vehicle messages into the program, right? So I don't know what that would be like. You know, Ryan Reynolds is in some action movie, but he's using an AV instead of a real car or something. I thought that was really interesting. I know you're not a marketing guy, you're a legal guy, but that's a really interesting idea, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is an interesting idea. And in relation to that white paper, that's another example of, much like the workshop a couple of weeks ago, last year, State Farm worked with the Governor's Highway Safety Association to bring together a number of different stakeholders in Washington, D.C. to really map out some different public policy considerations. And over the course of the day, you heard from a lot of people on all sides of the spectrum and all sides of the issue. And in relation to kind of the whole messaging aspect, there is really kind of some interesting conversations in relation to, you know, what type of messaging is most persuasive with the public. And that's where that thought came out of, some of those conversations. And I think some people recognizing or believing that there is a lot of influence that occurs just through people watching movies. And if you can kind of start to get some of those implicit messages out there, people might be more accepting of it. At the same time, you know, from an overall perspective, I do think that in relation to some of the recommendations in that white paper that came, again, from a number of different stakeholders, there's definitely more substantive ideas and concepts that hopefully people will be able to rally around in the near future.
It's State Farm autonomous vehicle expert Ryan Gamelgart.